아래당도 대신에 고물루립기 내지게 에 산유 점된 데리아 되버프여디 가서 계산 대비고네 아니 전에 땜바 뺨마시게 즉 랍체레 세네야 되버프여나시 데네기다 산유 점된 데 손시베 가서 계산 대비 돈의 손시베 데네기 안줄야 쉬원들의 퇴삼제 안 직도 실로전제 일까라 아니 최삼제 라신 주변 동벽 동반이 세다 도신의 산이 데네기 가서 계단 대위 남기 남샤디 산유 좀는 이게 송바디 라마도 송바 시한 라마도 봐 수수 냠 냠용을 통해 라마도 송바디 하고 또 그래서 대하고 또 용도 어느 산유 좀는 데데 문예라 세미기 오래샤 선배기다 좀봐 라나메 봐 좀봐 차도 봐 세미기 오인 바등이 하고 또 그래서 대전바상 요즘에 되게 세미기 버디 바데 또 용도 and Dembasan Yujimne Diki Sung Sung Biki Sung Dikeda, Dai Sosugi Manova, Kasan Nyamyung Tony Sumba Yinzam, and Dendela Manova da Matuva, and Chik Dusin Hago Yudu, Sansan Yu Sung Dikene, Sung Temayin Bat Hago to Gures. Sesa Denigi, Da Denigi Hago Yudu, Da San Yujimne Diki Sung Shibi Sung Delia, Tersum Gomsum Jene, and Chik Nyamyung Toba Gure Kidigan,
Good evening. So for the last couple of weekends, we've been looking at this section on how the realization of emptiness deepens one's refuge in bodhicitta. And this section commenced with a quotation from Nagarjuna, where he is praising Buddha Shakyamuni for having taught the presentation of dependent arising and thereby the method to overcome the eight extremes of neither ceasing and so forth. And thereafter, His Holiness commented that because the Buddha has taught an unmistaken, because the Buddha's has attained the realized state of perfection, he is an authentic or valid being, and because he taught from his own experience, his unmistaken experience, his teachings are also valid or authentic. And then in terms of the great students of these teachings, we've had the teacher, the Dharma, and now we come to the great students, in particular the great pandits such as Nagarjuna himself from ancient India, as well as the many outstanding lamas in Tibet, as well as one's own teacher, those who have gained transformative realization in their mind of the teachings from the Buddha, they too are suitable to rely on. And this, then we can reflect, through reflecting in this way, we can see that the Buddha, his teachings, and the community of realized practitioners all are suitable to rely on.
In
this way, one comes to give rise to stable and unchanging faith in Buddha Shakyamuni, the teacher of the entire path and his community. In other words, one generates a faith that is unstable and unchanging in the Buddha jewel, the Dharma jewel, and the Sangha
jewel.
If we look at the word faith, if we look at the word faith, which can also be translated as conviction or trust, we can divide faith in differing ways, but to divide it into two. There's the initial faith, which we can call the faith of trust, and then a far deeper faith of knowledge. Maybe in English it's better we say the faith based in trust and the faith based in knowledge. That's probably better. So the initial faith, which is the faith based in trust in our Lama and in the three jewels, this is the faith that we will start out with. And whilst it is a virtuous mind and it is indispensable, it is not stable. It is not yet a level of faith that we could say the faith itself is not yet completely reliable. However, whilst having such a level of faith, one will be receptive to receiving teachings and following guidance on how to reflect on them and then reflecting on them. And through this process that one engages in repeatedly over a sustained period, one gathers more knowledge and deepens that knowledge within oneself through the process of study and reflection. This then leads to one to come to recognize with valid cognition that the teachings are true. True or valid. Therefore, so too is the teacher, the founder teacher, as well as one's Lama, the founder teacher being Buddha Shakyamuni, as well as one's Lama, as well as all others included within the Sangha jewel. All are valid. And this then gives rise to a faith that is far more powerful and now is stable. And this is the faith based in knowledge. The advantage of the faith based in knowledge as opposed to the faith based in trust is that the faith based in trust is not unchanging. It is not stable. And therefore, one may well be misled by a charismatic teacher. There is that danger that someone who that one may give rise to, one may trust in someone who misleads one. Whereas when one has gained realization of the teachings, given rise to a valid cognition in the teachings, then one's trust, one's faith, is a faith based in knowledge. That is unshakable. And one cannot be misled from the correct or valid path.
Continuing to look at how the realization of emptiness deepens our refuge in bodhicitta, to take examples from the conventional world, the ordinary world. So there was a time when those who were wise and knowledgeable told the common folk that the world is flat, and not only is it flat, but the sun circles the world. Then, and this is what people believed, they trusted in this. Others, then some time later, scientists discovered that no, this cannot be the case. And they recognized that actually the earth circles the sun, as well as the earth was round. And they presented this new fact, and that served to dispel the previous wrong view. And now people believe that the world is round and circles the sun. But for, I don't know for you, but for myself, this is something I still take on trust. I haven't developed a valid cognition knowing that the world is round and circles the sun. I believe what the scientists say, so I accept this. So of the two types of faith, both of these views have the faith based in trust, not the faith based in knowledge, because a valid cognition hasn't been generated. So if now a further scientist comes out and says, we've discovered something new, that the earth is not round like a tennis ball, but is actually the shape of a rugby ball. And if they present it in a convincing way and the world seems to believe that, well, because I haven't generated a valid cognition with regard to the previous view, I'm likely to be swayed by the new view. However, where something that I have developed a valid cognition in, as I know all of you will have, is that fire is hot. And if anyone were to say to us, no, no, fire is not hot, we would not believe him, because we have given rise to a valid cognition in relation to that fire is hot. So therefore, we have faith based in knowledge that fire is hot. And no one, no matter how persuasive, even if they have a large following, will be able to turn us away from that conviction. And so too with the Buddha Dharma. When one has an open heart, an open mind, and hears the teachings and accepts them and integrates them, whilst one's going through this process, one's faith is still based in trust. But when one has given rise to valid cognition in relation to the teachings, then one's faith is stable and will not waver, cannot be swayed. Then one has faith based in knowledge. Turning to the text, page 25, there's a quotation near the top from Chandrakirti. In his text, the 70 stanzas on the three refuges. So just to say, in the translation, I've changed a word in the second line, and throughout the commentary that will follow from His Holiness, I've changed the same word from wishing to aspiring. The word is wishing, but I think aspiring matches the intended meaning rather better. So the quotation, the Buddha, his teachings and the Sangha are the protecting refuges of those aspiring for liberation. Chandrakirti, in his text, this 70 stanzas on the three refuges, is saying in brief that the three jewels are the suitable refuge for those seeking liberation from samsara. The three jewels need to be known. So, three jewels, Buddha jewel, Dharma, Sangha jewel, we need to know what these are, understand them. The Buddha jewel is the founder teacher, the founder of this tradition, or the initial teacher rather, the initial teacher of this tradition. The Dharma jewel is the actual refuge, and the Sangha jewel are our companions, or our, you know, our companions, our assistants, the, or those who assist us. Ni The word for Buddha, Sangye, these two syllables have great meaning. So looking at the first, that of Sang. Sang means to have abandoned the afflictions together with their seeds and imprints completely. So this then, of course, refers to the root cause of all the afflictions, the ignorance of true grasping, that this has been completely eradicated together with its seeds and imprints. And the same word, sang, is also the word for awakened, as in awakened from a slumber or awakened from sleep. And it refers specifically to the complete eradication of the afflictions together with their seeds and imprints.
Tisa denige sanga inza ne gane sanga re lana digi nyembo lam gomba le tene ane sanga re smeva chawa re gane sanga re smeva chawa re le gur pangwa re si guru tene gane pangwa re la du digi nyembo ane kas pinanga ju gi digi nyomo thamji ge zawa juni ju tenze marik ba tenze marik ba di nyembo ndame ba to ba tonpa ni to bi lo di gomba le tene ane Pangare,
This first syllable of the word for Buddha, Sangye, Sang. So this can be translated as awakened or cleansed or purified. So with that in mind, what is being cleansed or purified or awakened from is ignorance. In particular, the ignorance of self-grasping or the ignorance of true grasping. And one awakens from that ignorance or purifies that ignorance completely, together with afflictions, together with the seeds and imprints. How does one cleanse oneself of this ignorance? It's through cultivating the direct antidote. So to eradicate the ignorance of self-grasping, one cultivates the direct antidote of the wisdom realizing selflessness, or the wisdom realizing emptiness. And when one generates that, the wisdom directly realizing selflessness, through having trained over an extensive period, one then generates the Dharma tool. And is the Dharma tool that one generates within one's own continuum, which serves to this function of sang, or to abandon, to purify, to cleanse, leading to awakening.
Lamdin, ただ、
this quality of sang or awakening or cleansing, this is attained with the generation of true cessations. Then the second quality, that the second syllable in the word sangye in Buddha, gye, then this, the word gye in a general context means vast or, you know, expansive, or to fill entirely. Here, gye refers to vast as in qualities. Good qualities are vast, but to the extent, extensive and vast, so the good qualities of the practitioner. And this then comes with the attainment, or it's achieved through attaining true paths. So again, the quality of sang, which is to cleanse, this is attained with true cessations, and gye, which refers to vast qualities, is attained with true paths, and this refers to all the great qualities that now have been developed in the mind. And as the true cessations and true paths, with true cessations leading to the sun aspect and true paths leading to the gye aspect, as these are developed to the point of perfection, then one is suitable to be called Sangye or a Buddha.
And then you could mean that I need a song like a marva. Just that, been a meeting, could need a song, she said, and I need a song, love you to kiss you today. That I need a song, song, could need a song from the kiss you. カルグードスネニレサンラデディニエレニクウヨバデゴトゴロワコニレサンガニニレサンドスラブデデンディニエレヤニエレニクウヨバデニクウヨバデハゴトゴロニレサンラディナシンアドサンセドニョモチチャサメバスサワレセチゴゴロデジュデカラメバスバデレメバスエジヨゴゴロダユンデメバスエジゴゴロマメバスエジメナ メバスはレライアマラ。チザ、サンラドゥ、チ、チャサンメバスはレ、セライアドゥ、カレメバスはレラネ、メバスはヨーシュゴゴレ、ディガルゴーセネ、ニョモバパシャダジェバディ、ディソメバスはレ、セチゴゴレ。チザンディパンジャ、ニョモバシャダジェバディ、パンジャディ、パンエヨバディ、ディルゴトゴレチェ。チザンギエラドゥヨンチ、チャサンシンサワレラドゥ、チ、マドゥレアカサワレラ、レアカジェネ、サワルワダ。
第二性啊，这这个六种技能的心所在就要了哇。马杰呢，心在要嘛了哇。其实呢，心法的是对，所以说给这别对解法的呢解法了的，原来心法的加上他心法的好好的解法过度过来。第二，第二个这你这个第二个要的，搞不啦？上界些的，有段经刚来也冇掉吧？可能让心机，让中机给我上业就要嘛了，才过。可是上界些的，有段经要么吧？
Mongo去没把岁月给蓝公公姐娘子连把了点娘子连连接娘子就光把了点呢，牛毛把的也怕没把岁月嘞。俺的原来的怕讲多钱，加上新话嘞，老有的，加上上届赛的，有段间先起了锻炼主吧，马多刚来马多让我们的主吧要买嘞，才过土过来钱，加上有段间来锻炼主吧， 三级九个，现在南南门前呢，俺这边牛毛把吃上棒，等那些人等把人把都熟悉，俺三级九娃的过土过来，现在三级赛的三级的九娃的过土过来，现在那就第二吃大了了，等那端把你刚年写给南点是吧？端把你刚年第二吃进来的了，端把你刚年写给南点。
最新的修比竹给定的结巴了，是的，就是讲，捐巴些三九和尚刚那些巴是的，南面的结巴了，对呢，好中华的，是的，就是讲，对那个上界些别些的个，大家就沟通过了，是的，提醒过来。
Just to recap the previous segment and then move into this segment. So the quality of sang, which is to cleanse or to purify or to awaken. So this is attained through the generation of true cessations, and true paths leads to the gear aspect, which is generation of vast qualities. And when these two are developed to the point of perfection, then one is a perfected being, and suitable to be called Sangye, or a Buddha, or someone who has fully, completely awakened. And this term, Sang, which is the awakening from sleep, if we say that someone has awoken, this implies that beforehand they were asleep. And that also therefore implies that something needed to be eliminated, which was the sleep. So in the terms of the path to Buddhahood, what needs to be eliminated is affliction together with their seeds and imprints. These are the objects of abandonment in order to achieve at the perfected state of Buddhahood. And the second term, that of gye, or vast. So here, this refers to good qualities which are attained through the cultivation of true paths. So these good qualities, these true paths, show that something has become known. And therefore, something has been known, become known, and been developed. And here, needs to be developed to the point of perfection. Just like the process of purifying or cleansing, this too needs to be developed to the point of perfection. That is when Buddhahood is attained. From this explanation, we understand that these two pathways, these two characteristics of sang and ge, of cleansing and vastness, or these good qualities, these are what are required for Buddhahood to be attained. Therefore, Buddhahood is dependent. It's dependent on cleansing and vast qualities. Therefore, Buddhahood is a dependence arising. It's dependence on causes. And there are the one set of causes, the one class of causes, is through one needs to abandon completely the afflictions together with their seeds and imprints, and this is done through cultivating the path. And the cultivation of the path, now these vast qualities, these too come about independent on causes. So in this way, we come to recognize that Buddhahood itself is a dependent arising, which means it is achievable, and it's achievable through the correct and correct cultivation of the unmistaken causes.
And the nigger sang ye, said
he. Nigella read from the sentence from above the quotation. Similarly, one will be able to generate firm, unwavering faith and respect for our spiritual mentors who presently teach us the unmistaken paths, and for the Sangha who are friends, abiding properly on the paths on which the teacher himself traveled.
ཁ་ཤི་ཡེ་ཏོ་ཡེ་སྐོ་ཁ་ཤི་ཡེ་བ་ཏོ་ཁ་ཤི་གི་ད་མིན་གི་ཅན་ཞུ་སེམ་པི་གི་སང་ཇོ་ཁོམ་ན་མིན་ཡ་ཉིན་ཅེ་ཡ་ཉིན་ཅེ་དམ་ཉིན་ཅེ་ད་ལ་སན་ན་མ་ཅན་ཞུ་སེམ་པ་ཅི་ཏུ་གི་ཉམ་ལེན་དུ་ཅེ་བ་ལེ་ཏེ་ན་སང་ཇོ་ཁོ་བ་ཐོ་གུ་རེ་སེ་པི་གི་ལམ་ཉམ་ལེན་རིམ་པ་ཆ་སང་ཅི་ཁོ་ཐོ་ཡ་ཅི་དེ་ནེ་ཡོ
Hearing the word Sangye or Buddha, depending on the individual person, something very different will arise in their mind in relation or in response to hearing this word. Some will have the faith at a very limited level of faith, which is just, a Buddha is the best level of being. It's the most incomparable being. And that's it. Others will have an understanding much more similar to what I've just presented here, and understand that that Buddhahood is attainable because it is a dependent arising. It's dependent on the eradication of all faults completely, the Sangha aspect, and the accumulation of all good qualities perfectly, the Gear aspect. Others still will be able will have an even deeper understanding. And for them, they'll have a deep understanding of what is meant by the wisdom realizing emptiness and how to cultivate it, as well as what is meant by the varying parts of the bodhisattva that need to be cultivated, the gear aspect. So they will have a far deeper understanding. And others, further still, having a similar understanding, will have some experiential experience of these levels of training. So in this way, we come to see how different practitioners can have a very different response to hearing just this single word of Buddha, independent on their knowledge and their integration of that knowledge.
Sangye Pabe Gansa, Yundin Dine Sangye Korong Gansa, Sangye Pabe Gansa, Tartu Kirin Gochore.
其他单位就缺工作的了，那个就缺工作的，他都给缺工作，你下去过来，给定工作的了，那个就给定工作的，缺工，他都给定工作，谁的你下去过来，三级工作的了，你要么的，他都给三级工作，起码的下来嘛的。
三级工作了，你个别三级工作了，他都三级工作，谁是你签约嘛的钱？三级那他都不了哇，就吃上棒吃完的，人家就讲吃完就过了哇。现在那个别三级谁的，他都别三级，一万一千要嘛的钱。你他都要嘛了哇？三级什么跑不的，给定工作了哇？人家给定工作，他请不来呗，他请要嘛了哇？可今年六张就忙不了了哇？
其实这江西什么年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年年 Tar tu bo da tar ma du bi che wo di ni wa ni che yo re ge du ngo jo de la tar tu bi ge du ngo jo da tar ma du bi ge ne ge du ngo jo se de ye wa ni che yo re je ni ni che san je ngo jo de la ni che yo ma re je an do ni de le
三界给一个国定的那么多人吧，你缺工就是吧，将军身边给一个马的话，他吐不了吧的，其他缺工就得了你多少钱，他吐工就那他马多少钱你多少钱，其他缺工就得了他吐给缺工就那他马多少钱你多少钱，其他缺工就得了他吐给缺工就那他马多少钱给用就一万一千多，你拿去跑步干啥的给用工就得了他吐给给用工就那他马多少钱给用就一万一千多，将军是把跑步的他没进步了哇，给用工就是吧。 他是土窑买的哇，他是马土坡的钱，三界跑跑的，给中国就是哇，他是清白的哇的，现在给中国就得了，他是清白，现在他是买清白你多少钱？现在你多啊？三界来你钱要买的钱，三界光就得了，他是清白，三界光就得，他是买清白，三界光就是你钱要买的钱，现在三界光就得了，他是清白的买清白钱一万一千要的，给中国就得了。
Okay,
sorry, it wasn't so clear. Now it's clear. So the Dharma jewel, we've heard already, is the actual refuge. So the generation of true parts and true cessations in the continuum of an Arya being, such as an Arya Bodhisattva. So an Arya Bodhisattva has generated, in the moment of becoming an Arya Bodhisattva, they generate the Dharma jewel within their continuum, because they have now given rise to true cessations and true paths. However, whilst they have true cessations and paths in their continuum, those cessations and paths are not yet perfected. So then these would be called, perhaps the way to translate would be the temporary Dharma jewel. They are not yet perfected. So only as they continue their training and their development, when they become a Buddha, then the true paths and cessations now are perfected. But prior to that, the Arya beings who are not Buddhas, such as Arya Bodhisattvas, they are still developing the Dharma jewel within them. And therefore, this Dharma jewel is called a temporary Dharma jewel rather than a perfected Dharma jewel. And just to say as an aside, I'll confirm tomorrow that the translation of temporary Dharma jewel is correct, because this word can be translated in different ways, but I'll check tonight. And also then at the moment of becoming a Dharma, generating the Dharma jewel within the continuum of this Arya Bodhisattva, they also generate the, arise as a Sangha jewel as well,
now that they are an Arya being. But still, this is a temporary level of attainment in that it is not yet perfected.
Currently sitting here, we don't yet have true paths in our continuum. But when we do, in the moment that we generate true paths, we will have attained the Dharma jewel and the Sangha jewel, and we'll be accounted amongst Arya beings. Or maybe we'll generate, when we attain true paths, we will have attained the Dharma jewel, we will be included amongst the Sangha jewel, as well as being an Arya being. Then, as we continue to train, we'll develop ever further levels of true cessations. As our true paths develop, and we attain ever higher levels of true paths, we attain ever subtler levels of true cessations. And eventually, we will abandon the afflictions together with their seeds in their entirety. And it's only at that point that we will actually be liberated from samsara. Prior to that, we will be have attained the Dharma jewel within us, we will be counted amongst the Sangha jewel, but we will not have yet completely abandoned the afflictions together with their seeds, although we will have started actually abandoning them, but it will not yet be completed. When the afflictions and their seeds are completely abandoned, liberation is attained. Liberation from samsara in its entirety is attained. And all that will be left then are the imprints or the stains of the afflictions. Once liberation has been attained, then the afflictions and their seeds have been completely abandoned. Between the attainment of the Dharma jewel and being included amongst the Sangha jewel, one is not yet liberated from samsara, but it has started to completely abandon the afflictions together with their seeds. And when that is completed, one is liberated. When one is liberated from samsara, one still has the imprints or the stains or the afflictions. And when they are through the continued development of the Dharma jewel within one's continuum, in other words, continuing to develop true paths and cessations, when those stains are completely abandoned, then the Dharma jewel is perfected and Buddhahood is attained.
Now, not only are we not Buddhas, we are not yet Arya beings. Yet, we have refuge. We have refuge in Buddha Shakyamuni, the Buddha jewel, as well as his perfected true paths and cessations in his continuum, the Dharma jewel, as well as the Sangha jewel, the Arya beings, and their true paths and cessations on their continuums, the Dharma jewel. So those are the three jewels we go to refuge now. Other beings and realizations on their continuum. And that is called the causal refuge, our causal refuge. And it again, it refers to Arya beings, such as Arya Buddhas, such as Buddha Shakyamuni, and Arya Bodhisattvas, and so forth, as well as the realizations on their continuums. So that's to whom we go for refuge now, and that's called the causal refuge. Through relying on the causal refuge, we will eventually generate true paths and cessations in our own continuum. Now, on our own continuum, we'll have given rise to, as we generate true paths and cessations, the Dharma jewel, and we will be an Arya being, so we will be accounted amongst the Sangha jewel. Now, the Dharma jewel and the Sangha jewel that we have generated within ourselves are the resultant refuge. They've come about independent from relying on the causal refuge. And as we train ever further
and we progress in the way mentioned in the previous segments, and progress gaining liberation and eventually enlightenment ourselves, we will then arise as a Buddha jewel. And then we will have a resultant refuge of a Buddha jewel as well. Then all three refuges, we will be illustrations of all three refuges, and there will be resultant refuge. Right now, because we are not Arya beings, the refuge we have is that of a causal refuge, which refers to other beings and the realizations on their continuum. But by relying on the causal refuge, we will generate or arise as the resultant refuges ourselves. Looking at this quotation, the Buddha, his teachings, and the Sangha are the protecting refuges of those aspiring for liberation. So, okay, that makes some sense. But what about for those who aren't yet aspiring for liberation, who just have a fear of falling into the lower realms in the next life, and therefore they desire a good rebirth as a human or god? Are the three jewels not a suitable refuge for them? The way to understand this then is, of course, by relying on the three jewels, they will assist one in creating the causes for a good rebirth. But if one does sincerely aspire for liberation, then it is indispensable that one relies on the three jewels. There is no way to attain liberation from samsara in its entirety without relying on the three jewels. Because it's only through relying on the three jewels that one can attain true cessations and true paths in one's continuum.
Tarwa dhyoba namge simchen tamchiyo korwe dunga le tarwa udu sanpeke da then a social Rani Chibu Samtav and a Rani, Kuyu Duan, the Tarje, Tarba, Togudu, Sambi, Samlochi, Yohan Zugi, and Lamdi de la Tobjig, Tab, Lamdi and Yamlin Chigmado, Shandai Yamlin Chigmar was over, Chigmarva, Tarba Togudu, Sambi, Tarba Dunyu, Dumba Yena, and the Chukun Jogi, Lam Yamlin Chele, Pesu Cheche, and the Top Togurias. Then as you more Rang Maji, Simjan Tamjo, Kuyu Duma Tada, Dredge, Sanji Kuba, Togudu, Sambi, Tarba Togudu, Sambi. Tarba Simja, Tamja, Tarba Dunyu, Tarba Lukudig, Dunyu, Dumba Shuba Yina, and the Topjig, Tap Lamdil, and Yamlin Jebaletine, and this is the Top Tugures. Says Andy, Dunyamen, Dele Majin, Dunyamena, Delia, and Yamlin Jimares. Then Yamlin Majin, I kept Shagio Maris, the Tarba Duban, and kept said it, Tarba Dunyu, Dumba, Dumba Yugan Tugi, Dele Yamlin Jebalachi, Chitugures. Mother Tarba Dunyu, Dumba Mena. Delia Yamin Jituma, Jigan Yuma, Ezora, Zadineza, Taba Dubani, Tar, Dijab Sumbo, the Yamlin Jed, Taba Dunyu, Dumba de Mekansa, Dijugan Yamlin Jebala, Dine, Taba Tugures, Taba Tobala, the Intimate Yamlin Jehores. Zadin Yamlin Jed, Dubaliba, Taba Dunyu, Dumba, Taba Tokudu, Sambi, Randa, Shancha, Taba Tokudu, Sambi, Dunyu, Dumba, the Yugan Digi Yamlin Jimado, the Dunyu Dumba Men and Yamlin Jimales. This is the Taba Dubani, Jab said.
The three jewels, the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, are the indispensable refuge to rely on in order to achieve liberation from the sufferings of samsara. But for them to be able to skillfully guide one so as to develop oneself and to thereby generate true paths and cessations and attain liberation, the practitioner has to generate the aspiration for liberation. And that aspiration, the practitioner themselves has to generate. Without generating the aspiration for liberation, the three jewels cannot guide one to liberation. One cannot achieve liberation by relying on the three jewels if one lacks the aspiration. And this then is referring to a genuine heartfelt aspiration, not a mere expression of words. Because without such an aspiration, one will not apply oneself to cultivate the path within one's continuum. One will either not practice at all, or one will do so half-heartedly. So therefore, for the three jewels to be able to fulfill the function of guiding us to attain our own liberation from suffering, we ourselves have to generate a genuine, a transformative aspiration.
That when they nibble la di ni ge si ji ni di ge, when they nibble kar ku ku gor kar su gor si ne, is that? Pabe gansa che ba de le, su su dang bo tabo du ni ge san ba niam ne tabo du tabo se to gu du san bi ko wei dong al pa ta gu du san ko wei dong al le. Yun Tong Jia, Kuyu Dung Le Tao Gu Sen Bi, Sam Dan Tao Ba Tao Gu Sen Bi, Sam Lu Da Di Ge, Sam Lu Gu Ne Lang Jin Ne, Ani Yam Lin Jie Ba Le Di Ne Lam Di Ne Gu Le Ge Jin Ne, Pa Bei Gang Sa Xie Cha, Di Ne Pa Bei Gang Sa, Di Ne Yam Lin Ba Ji Ya Ya Tao Jin Ne, Di Ne Yu Mo Ba Ji Ba Ba Xia De Jie Ba Ba Ne San Jie Gong Chu Cha Ba Le Es, Jie Sa Dang Zu San Yu Jun Di Ne Se Di, Jie Sa Yu Dan Jie Lam Ma Jie Ba Dang Bo Ne Ma Yin Ba, Ani Guo Yu Dan Jie. Lam Yamlin Jebala, Dene Dusin Dambo, Kuyu Dunga Tong, Dele Jun Tong, Dene Kuyu Dunga Targus, Tarduke Sambaki, Taba Dun Togus, Dun Dubaki, Din Yamlin Jebala Dene, Lam Yamlin Jebala, and the Gidung Gojaja, Dene, and the Gidung Pabe Kazaj, Dene Yamlin Jebala Tara, and Yuma Basha the Chibapan, Sanji Kova Tobarish, Chisan Sanji said, Gudan Jin, Shangela, Dene, and the Dukores.
Summarize the meaning then, or the essence of this particular verse is that in order to attain the completion or the perfection of the path, the required causes must be developed. And the foundational cause is to recognize the faults of samsara. And independent on recognizing the faults of samsara, the wish to be freed of samsara will arise. There's a proportionality with, in terms of the vivid clarity with which one sees samsara as pervaded by suffering, in proportion to that realization, the aspiration to arise from the suffering realms of samsara will arise. So therefore, the stronger, or the clearer one sees the pervasive suffering in samsara, proportionately, the aspiration to definitely emerge from the suffering realms of samsara will arise. And thereby, one will have the sufficient determination. From this aspiration, one will have the sufficient determination to receive teachings and integrate them. In other words, to train in and cultivate the paths and develop those paths ever further until true cessations, true paths, the Dharma jewel and the Sangha jewel are attained and developed ever further until liberation and enlightenment are achieved. So here we see that this progress, this process of spiritual development is dependent on causes. Whatever goal we wish to attain will only come about through the accumulation of correct and complete causes, starting with aspiration. We need, and to generate the aspiration comes about in seeing the faults of what we need to abandon. And thereby, we will apply ourselves to abandon those faults and develop the initial path and develop that path until we have completed all the paths and attained the state of perfection.
Dene, Simjadamjo Dunga Dajawa Dangichi, Simjadamjo Kuyu Dungal Chaji, Yasan Yisala Guyin, Sembingi, Sibyl Hassan Namdakini, Dene, Simjadam Sajuva Topper Show, Sembigi, Nichashi Sem Gomi, Yeda, Tablumji, Dusin, Tablumji, Yamnichi Wadi, Tadela Tine Anzuine, Dusin, Yamnichi Wadi, Anzu, Lavji Lingua Dirwada, Sanji, Dinichi Yamnitin Sanji Sore, Manazu, Dinichi Yamnichi Mutuji Jordan, Jebaina. Sanjogova
this verse is the ever clearer recollection or recognition that the attainment of spiritual goals such as enlightenment comes about in dependence on the accumulation of the complete set of causes. And therefore, the attainment of your spiritual goals can only come about in dependence on the complete accumulation of the required causes, which means one has to develop the required foundation of causes, because there is a specific sequence of training that independence on the realization of the prior sequence, the prior step, latter steps will come about. If the prior steps are not properly accumulated, the latter steps will be insufficiently strong to lead to the attainment of one's spiritual goals. Here, we spoke about the generation of true cessations and true paths, which would lead to the arrival of the Dharma jewel within oneself and one being classified or counted amongst Arya Bodhisattvas. But in order to attain this level, which is the path of seeing, comes about independence on the path of preparation. And the path of preparation comes about independence on the prior cultivation of the path of accumulation. The path of accumulation for the bodhisattva is only attained through the generation of bodhicitta, uncontrived bodhicitta. And uncontrived bodhicitta requires the generation of love and compassion. And to generate the love and compassion that will lead to bodhicitta, this requires the prior generation of definite emergence. And definite emergence, for that to arise, requires the prior cultivation of the realization of the sufferings of samsara in their entirety. And for that to be generated, one needs to rely on a qualified teacher. This then is a sequence of trainings that one has to engage in. To the extent that one develops a foundational level, the subsequent level will be able to come be attained in proportion to the strength of its foundation. And this process continues sequentially. So therefore, if any of the intervening steps are omitted, one's development is impeded. So therefore, what I hope you take from this verse is that we need to train in the same way that all the Buddhas have done and all the Bodhisattvas are. And we have this incredible opportunity. We should not let it go to waste. That being said, it is difficult to transform the mind, especially at the foundational level, before one has given rise to transformative realizations, to powerful valid cognitions. So therefore, one is very drawn towards things that really have no essence, have no meaning. We are so easily distracted. So therefore, I encourage you to try and do ever more, working with where you are, but remembering the impermanence of this opportunity and its preciousness, and not letting it go to waste. And working in a balanced way, training repeatedly over a sustained period. And in this way, we'll utilize well what remains of this life and develop this indispensable foundation.
And in the other hand, San Yese did in it in a Jugore, Kidun Gonjo said in a Jugore, Lam Yamnesian, but in the Say, setting on the Pashe, Sik Pachine, Tishingo, Education, Borishingo, Tirua. In that Chickeniki near Suji did the San Yed in the Reda, and Kidun Gonjo, the Chogonjo, the Nere, Lam Nation, but in the Say, said the Chickishing Bene, Sosugi, the Yamnera Majabene. And she done this to him, but the mother, so so is some dual dresska, my yard dresska, Chegumarwa. There's a dang around to get the nigger, Kunzu Dinni Chevare, Kunzu Dinni Chin, San Yoko Tobare, Yakus Chevare, she's a nigger, Dina, she comes to Chevan, Anjin Yam and Jin Sempig, the Dumbaro Chigan, the same shoot mason, Dinniki Kitchen, and Ditolia, and Chikonzuki, Yamlen Chialia.别去写话的，给钱不写话的。第一，俺俺就上班的，明明的，看老子写过了，再看老子怎么写吧，再买一把，俺俺也写完了，写到几本了哇。就说的，俺俺就写上几本了，什么几本了？第二，再俺俺就，第二，再俺俺就想俺让当，俺俺就下上给，但这个第二个写吧，再买一把，第二个拿来打过来的，但多难宁波的俺这个多的俺这个拿来打过来的，但多难宁波的多哇。
The final point to make is that if you, hopefully you've understood the presentation clearly tonight and you have a good understanding of what the three jewels are, what the Sangha, the Buddha jewel is, and the word Sang and Ge, the purify and or cleanse, and vastness of good qualities. You also understand well what the Dharma jewel is, the actual refuge, true parts and true cessations, and this is initially gained on a temporary level, eventually perfected. And so too, the Sangha jewel being an Arya being, and eventually that's also developed to, that attainment also developed to the level of perfection when one becomes a Buddha. So this, as well as the sequence of trainings, which were briefly mentioned tonight and have been many times, these need to be known. But unless one's interest in the Buddha Dharma is merely academic, mere knowledge will not lead to mental transformation. Knowledge is indispensable for mental transformation, but mere knowledge will not lead to mental transformation. One needs to combine the process of gathering knowledge with integrating it. And it's also true in the converse direction, the opposite direction. One needs to combine the integrating of knowledge with the gathering of knowledge. This is essential. This is indispensable. So the advice then for all of us, and I explicitly include myself in this, is that we need to continue to watch our mind, see the direction it's going in, and if it's going in the direction of what is truly valuable, as opposed to the mere concerns of this life. The ordinary problems that so easily overwhelm us, the ordinary pleasures that so easily distract us. Or is it in the direction of what really matters? So this is something, and again I emphasize, myself and all of us, we need to engage in, we need to look at constantly. And in brief, we need to practice. We need to practice. And remembering the literal word of practice, the literal meaning of the word practice, is to gain experience of this knowledge. This is what we all need to do.
Oh, that is your
thank you. Thank you. We'll leave it there for tonight. Thank you.